Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is an Intel Studios production.
Hello, you.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You all right?
Yeah.
Sunny day.
Sunny day.
We are currently in Tunbridge Wells on Sunday, and it is sunny.
It is, and it makes such a difference, right?
Yeah, you don't need to give me that vitamin D pill today.
I don't.
I can just go outside.
I'm applying him with vitamin D pills.
I've heard
they do you good in winter.
Yes, I mean, I'm slightly sceptical and very cynical about taking vitamins and minerals and all that kind of stuff.
But so am I.
But can I just say, I'm very happy when you give them to me, because it's kind of an act of love.
It is.
Which I'm delighted about. I just hope that it is vitamin D and nothing more sinister.
Rohypnol.
Yeah, well, God knows.
As he loses 2 days of his life.
It is Sunday, right? I'm always happy that you offer me these things and then encourage me to take them.
Oh, well, yes.
I assume it's for my own benefit.
It is.
But I don't tend to buy vitamins, although you did convince me to get magnesium recently.
Well, I basically was like you. For many years, mm-hmm. I have been a very strong advocate for mm-hmm. we should all get the right number of vitamins and minerals from what we eat.
Yeah.
But in sort of the wake of COVID, vitamin D I'd read a lot about.
Yes.
And people were saying that in the winter, why is it that COVID strikes you harder in the winter? Why is it that it's around and it's so virulent and it's, you know, gets worse in the winter? I mean, it must thrive on the cold. But they were saying that there were certain benefits to recovery from vitamin D. So I was like, look, I'll take anything. Yeah, right. So I took vitamin D, so I've got you doing that. Vitamin C I take because basically it tastes like a sweet.
I don't like vitamin C, mainly because you give it to me just after I brush my teeth. And it's the most revolting thing like you could ever
really
put
delicious.
In your mouth.
I get the chewable ones from Boots.
Yeah, and they're
massive.
So twangy.
And they're really twangy.
They're like a super sour jawbreaker.
Yes. What's not to love about that?
I'd rather eat an orange.
Yeah, well,
I love
true.
An orange.
That's
You've
true.
Got oranges.
Do you
oranges.
Know there's more vitamin C in a strawberry?
Than there is in an orange.
Yeah,
there's vitamin C in McDonald's chips as well. Did you know that? You can look that up on the internet.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The other night, and it is like it's a yearly sort of pilgrimage. Mm-hmm. The other night, my daughter's learning how to drive, and part of her driving lesson was to drive all of us to the drive-through McDonald's.
Well, it is a driving act, a drive-through.
I always think it's going to be really like a really guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yes, well, instead of
it's
driving
not.
Through McDonald's, you drive past it.
I should have driven past it.
I mean, there is a kind of certain anticipation that it's going to be great. When they shut down McDonald's for like 6 months or whatever it was last year, and then they opened them, me, Joel and Sonny went and sat in a queue for 2 hours through a drive-through McDonald's and got one, and it was the most disappointing.
Yeah, that's what I felt. I felt like,
it's not what I remembered.
This isn't
done.
As good.
No.
You don't... I mean, it is the cheapest meal you will ever have. Like,
yeah.
So it is... You get, you know...
You get what you pay for.
You get a lot of bang for your buck. Like, it was 22 quid to feed, like, four people. We had, like, full meals. Mm. We had, like...
Yeah.
But I just didn't remember it being... like that.
Yeah.
I was expecting more.
We've gone off on a tangent here.
Okay,
so I mentioned magnesium, which is where we started off.
Yes.
So you said somehow magnesium was going to be good for me.
Well, I basically saw Louise Newson. Mm. I interviewed her for a documentary we were doing recently, and she said, "How's your sleep?" And I said, "My sleep's very broken because..."
Tell them who Louise Newson is.
So Louise Newson is the menopause doctor.
Yeah.
So on Instagram, on Twitter, if you look up menopause doctor, it's her. Mm-hmm. She's amazing for any man, woman or young woman mm-hmm. who will be menopausal at some point. You should know this woman. You should go and research it.
Yeah.
She is the guiding light of the menopause. She knows everything. What she doesn't know isn't worth knowing. So I said to her, my sleep's quite broken. I did say, look, I think it's COVID. I think it's us all worrying. We're locked down. My mind's not busy enough. I've got too much time to think. When I wake up in the night, my brain is brrr. Mm-hmm. So she said, well, have you tried magnesium? I thought, oh, God, not another blooming vitamin. I've already started taking vitamin D, C. Yeah. Like, I don't want to take any more. But she said, look, it can really help you sleep as well as having other great benefits for menopausal women. So I said, okay, I'll start trying. They are the biggest vitamin pill I have. I talk about gagging.
I think they're a suppository.
They look like a suppository, don't they?
I can't take them. You offer me these. You say you're going to have to. No.
Okay, just bend over.
I've got my own. I went to Sainsbury's and bought my own, and they're like a third of the size of the ones you're taking. And they seem to have the... Yours aren't just magnesium, though. They've got a whole bunch of other stuff in there as well, right? So I just bought some magnesium ones.
No, I think they've got a whole load of other stuff in there. They're quite pure magnesium, but is it... It might be magnesium. Anyway, I have to go and have a look. But I do, when I take them, and I don't know whether it's psychosomatic or what, I do sleep like a log.
You sleep like a log anyway.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
I mean, God.
I sleep like a log when I'm with you.
Okay.
Because I feel like right.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not with you, I don't sleep like a log.
Well, my only experience of you is like a corpse.
You get the log.
Yeah. So I bought some magnesium. I've stopped taking it just by accident. But the times I did took it, I slept very well. So I'm going to try it again tonight. I'm going to have a week on it. I'll tell you what, I'll do a week experiment where I'll take the suggested dose each night, and I'll let you know if it makes a
fast improvement. Yes, and then we can recommend it next week or not.
I think I'm pretty fit and healthy otherwise, but I don't sleep particularly well. So magnesium it is.
Lots of people are suffering with that.
Yeah, I think it's just what's going on, isn't
it? Really hard.
Welcome to Making the Cut, by the way.
Yes.
We got there in the end. This is our podcast with me, Michael Douglas.
Me, Davina McCall.
And the podcast is essentially us recommending you stuff, just like magnesium and anything else that might make the cut. So we've got a few things for you this week. We've watched some documentaries, a couple of movies, and then a few other bits and pieces.
I've got lots of kind of good little bits. Yeah.
I struggled a bit this week. What I don't like doing is just endless movie reviews and TV reviews.
I've got some other stuff, though, so you can... Don't feel bad.
No, but it's very hard at the moment because that's all we've got access to, really.
Yeah.
I've even contemplated Disney Plus tonight.
Yes!
I quite want to watch The Mandalorian. I hear so many good things about The Mandalorian.
Oh, my God, I'm so proud of you. Disney Plus is one of the greatest subscriptions you can get.
Well, I might do that, and I'll.
It's not just Cinderella and stuff on there. You know that it's like a
It's Pocahontas
really
as well, and some of the others, some of the other princesses. Cinderella.
Oh my God.
Did you mention her?
Please Snow White. Stop.
Aristocats.
Okay, if you're taking the Mickey,
I'm not. I'm just listing all your great Disney classics. No? Okay, I'll stop. I might do that, though.
Yes, I think it's a very good idea. It is an amazing
great
asset to have.
So this, I did mention at the very end of last week's episode, was this new Adam Curtis documentary series that's come to the BBC. And it is called Can't Get You Out of My Head. It's quite difficult to search for on the iPlayer.
Why do they do that?
I don't really know.
We talked about this last week. It's so weird.
But Can't Get You Out of My Head is the name of the series, but all the documentaries are called individual things. So there's six episodes in it altogether. The first one is called Bloodshed on Wolf Mountain.
Have you watched that?
Yes. And the second one is called Shooting and Fucking Are the Same Thing. Next one's called Money Changes Everything, But What If the People Are Stupid?
That's
the
one.
Lordy ones. And then the final one is called Are We Pigeon or Are We Dancer? And you know I'm a big fan of The Killers. So I think that's quite funny, that. Anyway, collectively, they get a whopping 8.9
on IMDb.
And that final episode gets a 9 out of 10 on IMDb, which is amazing. So to give you a bit of the blurb, it says love, power, money, ghosts of empire, conspiracies, artificial intelligence, and you. An Emotional History of the Modern World by Adam Curtis. So the first episode is largely a bit about the rise of revolutionaries around the world in the 60s and 70s. So there was a revolution in China, one in Germany, bits of America, some in Britain, all basically people tired of the same old power and people wanting, radicals essentially wanting to turn over the modern state of power and transform countries into a new way of thinking.
That's what happened in Myanmar, and they've just taken it back again.
Yes. I mean, it's not a spoiler, this, to say that all of them failed. I mean, everybody knows that, really. But it's a transition of power from old power to new power, and essentially the idea being is that the new power was just a manifestation of the old power, but in new clothing. So what I love about these documentaries really is just there's so much packed into them. You've literally every 15 to 20 minutes got to pause them, think for a second about what's being said to you, and then possibly go on the internet and do a quick Google and have a little look.
You do that a lot, don't you, in this series?
Well, these are essentially like being back in the classroom, I think. If you want to learn anything about modern history, then Adam Curtis is a great place to start. There's two other big documentaries he's got on the iPlayer at the moment.
You turned me on to those.
Oh, my God. What, the first one's called Bitter Lake. It tells you a lot about the West's relationship with the Middle East. And then the other one's called Hypernormalization, which I think we've reviewed on here before. But both of them blew my brains out, really, and made me think really differently about the world, society, people, myself. And this is, does exactly the same thing. All of the reviews are pretty breathtaking, and it's really hard to nail down in a nutshell what these are about, because I'm only halfway through the second one. But they're just brilliant little stories in there, embedded in there, about certain individuals that changed the way people thought and then thought they could possibly change the world. But all of them have slightly gone on to fail.
I think the other thing is that a lot of us at the moment, you know, we watch films, we watch movies, and it's a form of escapism. But this is a form of realism that, like, pulls you in and then makes you think so hard. It's very thought-provoking. It's quite nice when we're, you know, I've got my daughter downstairs watching 2017 Love Island. You know, it's kind of the antithesis, the antidote.
I think the funny thing about these is they're somehow kind of implying that there's some rulers of power or levers of power being pulled and pushed by individuals. But I think what they're trying to say is that we are the individuals pulling and pushing these levers without realising it, and we're manipulated by society itself. But we are also society. So it's very weird to point the finger of blame at anyone other than yourself. And then you think, well, am I part of the solution or am I part of the problem?
But the other thing that I think is amazing is his editing.
Yes.
The footage, the shots that he gathers, it's like gathering the greatest shots from every serious documentary since 1940.
Well, he has access to the BBC archive.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
So he must
but
have
the
a team
of stuff he must have gone through.
You can imagine the hours and hours. And he does this very funny thing of taking a bit of like a ballroom dance night from the 1940s, but applying rap music to it at the same time. So you get these two funny things that are juxtaposition of each other, and it, you think, what
grating.
Am I even watching
it's
here?
Grating.
It's so bizarre. I'll just read you one little review and then we can move on. But it says, a long look at a history of human failure to manage or prevent narcissistic and authoritarian personality disorders rising to the top. The paralysing bureaucratic and bullying systems parallels our dysfunctional narcissistic family systems.
I don't even understand what
you're saying. Family scapegoating dynamics. Well, I think it's saying that most of the problems start within the family and then bleed out into society. Human needs to watch this with a focus on family systems and the cause and foundation of privilege and prejudice. Privilege isn't just money, it's what you have not been exposed to. A bullying parent or extreme favouritism creates intractable psychopaths and narcissistic bureaucratic
sociopaths.
So it's really interesting that, because I guess what it's essentially saying is extreme favouritism or bullying is going to create absolute crazy kids, you know. Anyway, I would highly recommend you watch episode one of this. It's 2 hours long. Episode two is a little bit shorter. I think it's about an hour and 20 minutes. They're all roughly around the 2 hour mark. So it's a beast of something to get your teeth into. But if you're looking for something new to learn or something to slightly open your mind, you may well disagree with a lot of it or think a lot of it's twaddle. I mean, that doesn't matter really. I think some of it's very contradictory, but it's really meaty.
It is.
And it's well worth getting stuck into. So I would go and take a look at that. It's called I Can't Get You Out of My Head. It's on the BBC iPlayer now, so essentially free. And it's brilliant. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. I'm going to start watching that this week. I say that about everything.
Yes.
But I've got some very long, very, very long car journeys this week for Long Lost Family.
Oh, you have, haven't you? Yeah.
So I can really get my teeth into something. I'm going to tell you all about a website that I've discovered. I discovered it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I know at the moment we're all stuck in our homes and we've got nowhere to go, so we are all trying to do maybe a little bit of self-improvement and do little bits to our houses, but none of us have got any money. And I found a website called Vincent and Barn.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent spelt as you'd think and Barn spelt as you'd think. And basically, they have got a very extensive range of furniture for every single room in your house. They've got lighting, they've got garden collection, they've got clearance things, so things that are very reasonable, samples and seconds, which obviously are also like clearance. But they've also got a really good blog, which can, mm-hmm. if you're like me and you're a sort of Neanderthal when it comes to any kind of design or interiors or exteriors and how would you put an industrial style room together or whatever, then they've got blogs to help you through that, okay. which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
You don't often see... The only thing, if Vincent and Barn listen to this... podcast, I would really like to know who are Vincent and Barn.
That does not say.
No, on every site I go to,
yes.
I really like the personal touch. I want to know who they are, mm-hmm. where they've come from. I mean, I've been dealing a lot with Crudely Drawn Store this week because obviously they've made us our merch. Go to our Instagram accounts if you want to see. But it's been amazing. But, you know, those guys, on their blurb, they have, we're a husband and wife team. Mm. We live here. We do this. And so it's really, you feel connected to them in some way. This website doesn't have that, so I can't tell you who Vincent and Barn are or why they are. But what I can tell you is that they are, I think, reasonably priced. So you've got a black wooden iron console table. It's a little bit like a Graham and Greene.
Yes, I was going to say, and Rocket St. George.
Rocket St. George, that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like an industrial schoolhouse side table, £135.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Quite reasonable. Yeah. A lovely machine stool, a machine shop stool for £89. That's a really nice desk.
Oh, yeah, that is, isn't it?
They've just got really... I love this cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
This bedside table's really nice.
Slightly industrial-esque.
Yeah, it's all slightly industrial-esque, but they have also got softer... This is a softer piece of kind of wooden industrial mesh sideboard for £500. So they've got things ranging from sort of under £100 to £500-£600, but I think it's very reasonable, and they've got really nice stuff there, and it's kind of one of those sites where everything from their site goes with each other. So if you start, you won't be able to stop. But the garden stuff is really...
I was just going to say, click on the garden stuff.
It's really nice.
Now the sun's out. I just want to see garden
Look at these
things.
Planters. They've got gorgeous planters that you can put. They come in sets of three for £105, £125, but they're big planters.
Yeah.
And they look really nice in a cluster. So a galvanised bucket planter, they've got two of those for £39.
Yeah, that's good,
isn't it's really reasonable. Yeah. And little pots, sets of three, £15.
Mm. I want to fill my garden with pots, plastic flowers. I know everyone's going to go crazy that there shouldn't be using plastic. But
that was so nice. It's not plastic. This is galvanised.
No, I'm saying I'd like to put plastic flowers in them.
Oh, so plastic flowers,
I don't have to kill them all
the
time. No,
but do you remember that picture you posted of your mum's?
Yeah,
I love that so much.
Yeah, she loves the old plastic flowers.
Oh my god, she loves the plastic flower.
What I like the fact is she rotates them through the seasons, so you only see seasonal plastic plants outside.
But that's when
house.
It looks real.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's very funny, and they're not single use, right? You use them all year.
Yes, and also you use them forever.
Yes, I
and
do.
And you can
I
wash
do.
Them.
I think I might top my backyard up this year.
I really particularly like the three-tier wall shelf because you could put mint or basil or have your fresh herbs in there.
I've just seen that was in a bathroom, but it could be anywhere, right? Yeah.
Anyway, Vincent and Barn, really nice furniture kind of bits and bobs. I'm just going to have a quick look.
Clearance. My favourite word.
I'm just going to have a quick look at the clearance. Yeah. So, that's such... Cotton and jute hanging basket in yellow, really nice, would brighten up any room. Quite a few hanging baskets and stuff, £15.
Yep.
Reduced from 21.
That table lamp I like as well.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah. And this brass wall shelf with a mirror, £80 instead of £109.
Mm.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
So we watched a couple of films this weekend.
Oh my God, can we discuss the one we watched last night?
Yes, let's talk about that one. So yes, this was a recommendation from someone from Making the Cut, but I can't find them in the message list. It also might have come through to my private account. What a lot of people do is message me about Making the Cut to my MD London account.
Ah.
And then I get slightly lost in the mix there. But anyway, whoever recommended it, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
But also, it was your son Chester who said, I really want to watch this film, Palmer. And I was like, we've just been recommended Palmer. So we watched it last night. It's called Palmer.
I'm glad you're back. I'm just going to take some time getting used to. You just got to get yourself back out there.
Palmer, you were all USA player 2 years in a row at Riverside?
Yes, sir. My whole life's changed.
That boy, that's Sam. His mama took off. He'll be staying with us till she's back.
And that's P-A-L-M-E-R. We're very sorry about the dog next door.
And it stars Justin Timberlake.
Now, I have always felt that it's very hard for singers to cross over to acting. But I recently thought, why have we not seen Justin Timberlake in anything recently? Because I think he is brilliant.
Yes, me too. There was a film I saw of him.
He's actually done quite a lot. I'm just just looking at his... He's done 80 movies.
Well, he was in The Social Network. I don't know if you remember that.
I do, very well. He was very good in that.
Ironically, it was a David Fincher film, and we're going to talk about David Fincher shortly. And then he was in something else that I watched quite a long time ago.
But he played... In this film, he played an ex-con.
Yes.
And he played him so well. And Justin Timberlake, let's be honest, he's quite pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did not look that pretty in this film. He looked nice, but not just... He just looked quite menacing. He was absolutely brilliant in it. But the cast, in general, was unbelievable. But do you quickly want to talk about the film that he was in that you loved?
Yeah, so the thing that really turned me on to Justin Timberlake was a 2006 film called Alpha Dog. So I don't know if anybody's seen that or not, but I'd highly recommend it. These are a bunch of kids. I guess they're kind of late teens, early 20s. And
Chester would like it.
They kidnap one of the 15-year-old brother, Zach, and then assigns his buddy, Frankie, to be Zach's minder, and they develop a brotherly friendship. Now, what happens is they realise they're going to get done for kidnapping, which is a life imprisonment.
Right.
So they decide to do something that they can't undo. And it is a brilliant, on-the-edge-of-your-seat movie. But yeah, Chester will love this film. It's called Alpha Dog. But I always thought, wow, Justin Timberlake in this film is knockout. And then I thought, from then on in, I thought, oh, I'll definitely rate him as an actor and watch some of his films. So this film, Palmer, I guess it's a film about a little boy who you would call alternative.
Yep, so Sam, but let's not even mention why he's alternative.
Okay.
But Sam comes into Palmer's life and changes it forever.
Yeah.
And then it's the journey that they both go on. And we can't really say much more, but there's a woman in it called Alicia Wainwright. She plays Maggie. She's brilliant, I thought. Shelley, now Juno Temple plays Shelley, and she is in Ted Lasso.
Yes, that's right.
And she plays that lovable... The lovable wag.
Yeah.
But by God, she's unbelievably good in this. So the cast is, I think...
Yeah, very, very good.
Beyond reproach. It's so, so good. But it's an absolute no-brainer. You must watch it. It won't make you laugh, but it will keep you gripped. It'll definitely make you cry.
Yeah, and it's very...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Moving.
It's got 7.3 on IMDb, but I'm going to rate it right now because I feel like it really deserves a lot more than that. I'd give it an 8.
Would you?
Yes.
No, I think it's a fair score, 7.3.
Oh, I loved it.
It's 1 hour 50, which is perfect. A winner for me. Yeah, under 2 hours, over seven. It's the perfect combination. Yeah, it's very good. On the IMDb, it says an ex-convict strikes up a friendship with a boy from a troubled home. And it's quite interesting because essentially it's a trailer park, right?
Yeah.
And was Britney Spears not from a trailer park?
Yeah.
Okay. And he went out with Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I made some kind of bizarre connection there. I mean, it's not important either, but it just went off in my brain.
Eminem is also from trailer park.
I enjoyed that. It was very good. So another film we watched this weekend, which... I think we talked about Seven last week.
Yes.
This week, we ended up watching Gone Girl. Because after we'd finished watching Seven, we went through David Fincher's back catalogue to see what other films he'd directed. One of them's The Social Network, weirdly, which has got Justin Timberlake in it. But the other one is Gone Girl, which I remember the book being a massive hit. And I remember watching this film when it first came out and thinking, what a great movie. You know, it's so twisty-turny and brilliantly. So I don't know if anybody's seen that or what. It's got.
I read the book. The book was massive. Like, everybody was reading the book. Mm-hmm. And I read the book. Well, it was so brilliant. I read the book ages ago and I couldn't quite piece together. I sort of had a rough idea about what happened, but I couldn't quite remember what happened in the end. So watching the film was like watching it all over again.
Nick Dunn, you're probably the most hated man in America right now. Did you kill your wife, Nick?
Everyone told us and told us marriage is hard work. Not for me and Nick.
As you all know, my wife, Amy Elliott Dunn, disappeared 3 days ago. I had nothing to do with the disappearance of my wife. I have nothing to hide.
Has Amy got friends we can talk to?
No, not really.
You don't know if she has friends, you don't know what she does all day, and you don't know your wife's blood type.
But Ben Affleck's amazing in it. Rosamund Pike, who... who I think this is the part of her life. Like, this is the best thing I've ever seen her in. She was extraordinary in it.
I agree. There's been a few other turkeys I think she's been in. She was in a Jack Reacher film with Tom Cruise that wasn't particularly good. And then there's a few other odds and sods, I think, that I've not been compelled to watch. It's got Ben Affleck in this one, who plays it absolutely brilliantly. There's plenty of humour in it as well, I think. There's things to laugh at. There's things to try and work out. There's a lot of tension in it. And then there's a bit of horror in it, really. It's like, what has just happened?
And the cop in it was really, really good, I thought. Margot Dunn.
Yes.
She's the lead cop on it. She was really good. And it's got massive 8.1 on IMDb.
Yes, but it's a biggie. It's 2 hours, 30 minutes, which very nearly...
It didn't feel like that to me.
I mean, I thought, crikey O'Reilly, it's a big, big film, this. So I was unsure whether I could sit through it all and whether it would keep me gripped.
But it was over seven, so you could.
Exactly. Well, I was just about to say it absolutely did keep me gripped. I totally loved it. So,
but can I just say, the ending, we were all a bit like, what?
Underwhelmed.
What? We were all searching on the internet for some answer. Give us some answers. What happened? What is going on? We want part two.
Yes, part two would be good.
Yeah, Gone Boy or...
Stay Girl.
Yeah, no. Well, whatever. Anyway, we needed answers, right? We were unsatisfied. But anyway,
yes.
That's what I quite like when you're left after a movie going, what on earth just happened there?
So, yeah, go and have a watch of that. It's on Amazon Prime and a few other places as well, and it's cheap as chips, I'm sure.
Oh, well, I don't think we said where Palmer was. Palmer's on Apple.
Apple TV, yes.
Apple TV. Can you get Apple TV if you are not
on Apple?
On Apple?
I mean, you'd have to subscribe to it, I think.
Yes.
And which I don't know how much it costs, but I think if you've bought an Apple product in the last 12 months, you get it free for 12 months.
There is a lot of very, very good content on Apple TV.
Yeah, it's getting a lot better, isn't it? Yes. So we've had a message from Helen Moylan.
Yeah.
And she says, loving the cheese conversation. Mm. Have you tried Cornish Quartz?
Oh, that's...
Hands down, the best cheese ever from Waitrose.
Wow, okay.
I'm going to Waitrose later.
Oh, will you get some?
So I'm going to pick some
up. Shall I write that in my notes?
The Cornish Quartz. Yes, please do, so I don't forget. And I was walking up the street the other day with my dog, and this huge Range Rover pulled up next to me. And the passenger window came down, and the lady in the Range Rover had the most perfectly coiffed hair. I'd say she was about 55.
Yeah.
Full face of makeup, bright red lips, a poodle in the passenger seat.
Amazing. I love her
She wound down her window and said, "Excuse me, could you tell me the way to Waitrose?" I thought, Christ almighty. I said, do you mean Aldi? And she said, no, Waitrose, darling, Waitrose. I thought, God, you couldn't be any more Waitrose, you know. I told her, she went, "You're a real sweetie." And then wound the window up and sped off in this V8 supercharged.
Splashing you with mud.
Oh, my God, it was absolutely brilliant. So I'm going to Waitrose later.
Helen Moylan, please go and check out Joe Bangles on Twitter.
I think
he's also on Instagram. He is the cheese aficionado. He's the cheese man, cheese aficionado. I think he's asked Vladimir Putin what his favourite cheese is, and I think Putin answered. I can't remember what it is. Yeah, there's some.
What do you think it would be, Putin's favourite cheese?
It would be something really like something with chilies in, spicy.
I was going to go very bland, like a basic, like Sainsbury's basic mozzarella. Yeah, I don't think he could take chili, Putin.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Claire, let me see if she's given her surname. Claire Carrington messaged us and said, "This one is for Michael. My other half also plays..." His name is also Michael. "Plays the table tennis game on the Oculus Quest. He wants to know if you've bought the bat that attaches to the handle. Apparently it's a game changer." So apparently, according to Claire's husband, Michael, that there's a bat that attaches to the handle, so you can, so it feels like you're holding a bat in the Oculus Quest game.
Oh, really?
So I've talked about this before. The Oculus Quest game is called 11, and it's a table tennis game, and you play table tennis with people. Like, it's bloody brilliant. I can't tell you how good it is. It's so good, that you nearly fell over by leaning against
the imaginary table.
You so think it's a table tennis table in front of you, you go to lean on it and it's not actually there and you fall over. But I love the idea of that.
Michael, also, you leant on the ropes of the imaginary boxing ring and fell over.
I mean,
it's too real.
I backed up into my chair in the corner of the ring.
Wait, but you've got to tell everybody that Michael actually put a real chair down in his imaginary ring.
So at the end of the round, the ring, the boxing ring, orientates itself in a way so you know where the corner is. So if you position a chair in real life in that place, that's where the corner of the ring is.
Yeah.
So when the bell rings at the end of round one, let's say, and you're exhausted, I back up to the chair and actually sit down. So it looks like I'm on an imaginary chair in VR, but I'm sat on a real chair in the real world.
Yes.
But I tripped over the chair, and as I tripped over it, I went to hold onto the ropes in the VR world that weren't actually there.
Yeah.
And then just literally fell flat on my face. I mean, if anyone was watching, it'd have been bloody hilarious. Somebody did send me is it the Lad Bible? If you go and search up the Lad Bible, there is a series of videos that have been edited together of people falling over in their Oculus headsets. It is the funniest thing. Because obviously what some people have done is put it on their granddad and said, "Granddad, try this on." Granddad's put it on, punched the TV, and they've gone to granddad, you know. He's going, "Oh, bloody hell, he was coming at me, you know." And then there's loads of old women falling over and stuff like that. I mean, it is just non-stop.
I'm looking that up now. Yeah, like, this is another recommendation. Bible, people falling over on Oculus. That's funny.
Yeah, have a look, because it's literally 10 minutes long and it's just non-stop funny.
I quickly want to also say that I have found, if you look up joebangles.co.uk and type in the celebrity you are looking for, I found the president of Russia.
Okay.
His favourite cheese is Daryl Lagyaz. I think it must be a Russian cheese.
But there you go. And Claire finishes, says, "My personal favourite is the VR fitness app for the boxing fitness. Quickest way to get a sweat on." I mean, the boxing, Claire, is brilliant.
Unbelievable.
I can't recommend it enough. Thank you for that. Louise Roundtree. Hi, lovelies. Just listened to today's podcast. Wonderful as always. Have you seen Framing Britney Spears? Which is weird.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Have you?
Yes.
Because we watched a kind of another yes. Britney Spears thing, didn't we? It's eye-opening as to the way she was treated by the media.
Terrible.
All about the control her father has.
I mean, and I don't understand. Her father still has control over, which is appalling. I don't understand how he can have that.
Also, Louise Roundtree sent me a picture of her a deer antler that she got for her dog to chew. She sent me pictures, but the pictures have disappeared, of this deer antler and her dog chewing it. My dog spends hours on it and it lasts for months. It's a real deer antler. We saw a deer the other day, so we could just go and get one. We could take a saw.
What, like off a real live deer's head?
Yes, if you get the deer, hold it by the
head. Michael, no. No, because some people are going to think you're being serious.
It's a joke. Wouldn't do that to
a joke.
To a deer. Or whatever they are, whatever they're called.
Cut that out.
No, don't cut that out. That's quite funny.
No,
it's
not.
It's a joke. They'll have context.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Louise, for that.
Thanks, Louise.
Very nice. Now, yes. I don't know if you've read this one from Twinkle.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Twinkle, she's called Janine.
Yeah.
She's our biggest fan, right?
Yeah.
And she helps us out.
She helps us out so much.
Wait till you see
this. She's logging every single... Okay.
Wait till you see this. So it says, hey, so I was awake at stupid o'clock and found out the podcast went live at 5 a.m. Our podcast goes out at 5
a.m. I didn't know that.
So obviously I listened. I can't tell you if you have spoken about hypernormalization, as I haven't documented everything yet. We did talk about it, didn't we? Anyway, she goes on. I've been working on it this morning and I'm up to episode 18. You talk a lot. Here is where we're up to. So she's done a Google link. Look at this, right?
Look at that.
So she's done all the apps we've talked about, all the beauty products we've talked about, all the books
clothing. We should do more clothing.
Documentaries, films, a lot of
films. Oh my God.
Fitness and leisure, food and drink, games and hobbies, gifts, health and well-being,
she's
home, music.
Amazing. I mean,
so we are basically going to build a website and all this information that Janine has so brilliantly and kindly has done for us. We will put on there with all their Instagram names. Look at all the Instagram names.
Oh, my God.
And it tells it exactly. So Henry Fraser, season one, ep 20.
She's literally
David Dobrik,
saved
season
us
19.
Yes. So much work.
All the TV shows we've talked about. It's absolutely brilliant. So we are going to get,
Janine.
Build a website where you'll be able to access everything and anything we've ever talked about.
We must.
And then Nads Bartz, I mean.
She's a Leylander.
Yeah, well, anyone with the name Nads.
We love Nads. I love Nads.
Hi, love your podcast. Leylander here. Great. I know you love bamboo socks, but you need to try some Stepone undies.
Or is it step one?
You think it's step one? Yeah, it looks like it, doesn't it? Step one undies. Thank God you're here. Like, I can barely read some days. My husband loves them and knows I listen, so said you should take a gander.
Oh.
Even the word
okay,
gander.
Okay, so very nice. Step one undies. They look super nice. Look at that. They look like they cup the nether regions.
The areas, yeah.
The areas, very nice.
£15 for a pair of step one undies.
Is that a lot? Oh, look. Oh, no, that's from the sock shop.
Okay, I'm going to have a look, Nads Bartz. Thanks very much indeed.
I'm going to get you some.
I wonder if she's called Nadine or something.
Look at those.
They look like cycling shorts.
They're longer. They do shorter ones.
They look very cuddly around.
They look very soft.
Yeah, don't they just?
They've got an ultra glide panel with a stop, ride up and chafe. I really wish I had a willy.
I mean...
I really do, because, it's a thing.
Yeah, well...
You can wee out of it. You can,
sort of... You say you would love a willy.
...people with it.
I got my own tits this week.
Yeah, you did.
So if anybody hasn't seen that, you can go on the Making the Cut page on Instagram and you'll see Michael Douglas with tits, and it's a mug you can actually buy to drink tea out of.
Yeah. I've bought all of them actually at the moment. They're just having to make some more.
Neil Richards says, happy Sunday, guys. Hope you're well. Still loving the podcast. Only issue now is that I've caught up and I have to wait a week for the next one.
Oh, that's nice.
Can I just say, Neil, that if you go back to our Instagram page throughout last summer, we did a series of lives.
Yeah.
They're about half an hour to 45 minutes each, and we must have done 10 of them.
Yep.
So if you're looking,
and they're really fun.
Yeah, you don't have to watch them on Instagram. You could probably turn off the phone and the audio will keep playing. But there's extra bumper episodes in there that you won't have heard.
Yeah.
So go and have a look at that. He wants to recommend a film. He says, recommend a film called I Care a Lot. Out now on Amazon. Check it out, IMDb. We rated it to a 7 to 7.5.
Okay.
Also just watched an episode of Lupin on Netflix.
So is Lupin a TV series?
Looks like an, he says an episode of Lupin.
Yeah.
On Netflix. Set in Paris. He is a gentleman thief.
A gentleman thief.
Out to avenge his father. That's all for now. Keep up the good work.
Wow, I love that. Okay.
Thanks, Neil.
Because didn't you tell me Lupin?
Looper.
Oh, Looper.
Yeah. That's a great film, by the way. I think I've recommended it before, but Looper is a great time travel movie that's got Bruce Willis in it and Emily Blunt and
yes.
a few other people. But I watched it years ago, but it's such a great film.
I've got a great recommendation.
Good.
I was sent something this week, and I'm not sure how I came to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a brilliant, brilliant company and a really clever idea.
Okay.
So when, generally speaking, when people send food.
Yes.
Pre-packed food.
Yes.
It is quite hard to get really good food.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a taste test now. We did a bit of a taste test. The kids have done a taste test. And this company passed. And if you want to lose weight, you live on your own, or you're a couple, or... this company are brilliant. They're called JJ's. They're based in Leeds, but they... This is what I love about them. They're based in Leeds, but they send all over the country. And I really like the fact that they will send you a week's food in one go. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of if you just want to spend an entire week just eating JJ's.
Yes.
Sometimes they can send you three meals a day, or you can get like just a lunch, just one meal a day from JJ's, and then you create your other meal. But I don't know about you, but I am so bored of cooking.
Oh, God.
This is what this lockdown has done to me. I am so bored of cooking.
Yeah.
And JJ's will deliver even if you're out of a Deliveroo zone.
Yes.
So there are a lot of people. I mean, I am in a Deliveroo zone.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't in a Deliveroo zone, I would be going absolutely spare.
Yeah.
You know, just this idea that I can get a delivery once or twice a week has really been a game changer. So they have meal plans. So they've got a wrap pack, a dinner pack, a lean pack mini meal, an advanced lean pack mini meal. Oh, Jesus
Christ. I'm so glad that you
advanced
can't read.
Lean pack. So say an advanced lean pack, the most expensive is $89.99. Mm-hmm. And you might be thinking, oh my God, that's a lot. But it's 18 prepped meals, three meals a day for 6 days at an average of 1,500 calories a day, complete with nutritional information. Now, lots of people are on MyFitnessPal because they're trying to
talk about that. Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And they've every single meal's got a MyFitnessPal barcode on it.
Yeah.
It just makes complete sense.
Have you ever used MyFitnessPal?
No.
It's really, really good.
Is it?
Yes, because essentially
what
you just...
What is it? Is it an app?
So it's an app that's got lots of workouts in there and whatnot. So if you want to build muscle, put on weight, lose weight, you know, get leaner or fitter. So you put in all your various measurements. And
can you calorie count on it?
Well, this is exactly what it does.
Because that's all
so
I want, really.
What it'll say to you is you, let's say you... Are you happy to say how heavy you are?
Yeah.
Go on, how heavy are you?
9 stone 10, 11.
So
I don't I don't really weigh myself, but I think I'm probably around I'm bigger than that. I'm 61 kilos.
All right. So let's say you're 60 kilos and you want to get to 55 kilos,
yes.
right? So you want to
yes.
lose 5 kilos.
Yes.
You put that in and you say my target is 55 kilos. Then what it does is give you a series of exercises to do, and then it tells you exactly how many calories to eat each day, and then it'll tell you precisely when you'll hit that 55 kilo target. And every time you eat something, you barcode it, and MyFitnessPal basically just goes, okay, you have eaten 395 calories in whatever you've just barcoded. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so it tells you precisely what you're eating at. And then it gives you a whole analysis of how much protein you've eaten.
What happens if you haven't got a barcode on your food?
You can type it in. So if it's a Sainsbury's Chicken Kiev or something like
yeah.
that, everything's in there. I was quite amazed. And this was 3 years ago, so God knows what it's like now. But if you put Sainsbury's Chicken Kiev, it'll say, taste the difference, change Sainsbury's Chicken Kiev.
Oh, my God.
You know, formed Chicken Kiev, like Prior Breast Chicken Kiev. So it's got all the different chicken, and then you just press it, and then it'll say, okay, you've eaten that, and then that adds up to 2 calories.
All about calorie deficit.
But not only does it do that, it has all the other nutritional information about that food. So it tells you how much protein you've eaten that week, how much vitamins you've eaten, all the other bits and pieces. So the fact that these are barcoded and they're not shop-bought products is a lot of effort that's put into this. It's really good, that.
Well, Another thing that they do at JJ's, because all of it's got My Fitness Pal barcodes on it, so it's completely brilliant the way that it works with that. It's portion control, so you don't get an enormous meal, because I just did on my YouTube channel what I eat in the day, and lots of people have said, oh, I pretty much kind of eat what you eat, but I eat twice as much.
Yeah, yes.
And I think that's a thing that people are realising, that actually you don't need as much food as you think you need. All the portions in almost every restaurant are too big.
Yes.
But also the advanced lean pack mini meals, you get 24 mini meals for 6 days. That's 4 meals a day. So they're little ones.
Yeah.
But it's 1,000 calories a day.
Okay.
So you can choose how many calories you want. It even goes down to 750 calories. I mean, obviously...
Yeah, you wouldn't be healthy to live off
Well, it depends on, like, if you're doing it via a personal trainer or somebody who's really looking after your nutrition, then... Or your lean... Yeah. What is it? Cutting or...
Yeah, the cutting cycle.
The cutting cycle. I don't know what it's called, but I don't know if there's ever a time... I'm not a nutritionist, so I don't really know what I'm talking about, but... This place has got it, JJ's. Now, the food that they have is really nice. I mean, it needs salt, but I have a lot of salt in my food, so I always would probably season everything probably too much. Yeah. But I've had the korma, which was really nice.
Yeah, I had
you
that
liked
as well.
Everything with the sauce, the sauces.
That was the korma,
but the korma was super duper nice.
Yeah, yes.
The beef burrito, unbelievable.
Yeah.
The chicken fried rice was very nice.
It was brilliant.
So all of the food that they make is delicious. It comes in very simple to cook packaging. Mm. You just pierce the lid, put it in the microwave, 2.5 minutes, you're done, and you've got your food. So I can't recommend them high enough. JJ's.com.
So people know, it's the letter J hyphen J's.com.
And it's the letter J hyphen J-A-Y apostrophe S, because actually if you type in anything else,
okay, you get something
you
else.
Get sent way down a load of JJ's on Google's. You have to kind of go specific.
But it's very good, this, because we nibbled on this week and I was quite surprised. We cooked about six of them and all sampled them all, but I thought,
just to let you know that the website's temporarily closed. I've just opened it because there's a COVID related incident, but we plan to reopen our store on Wednesday the 3rd of March. And they're very sorry about that. So this will be coming out actually...
on time.
At the end of this week. So that will mean that they will be opening on the week after.
The week after, yeah.
So it'll open next Wednesday.
Very
but
good.
JJ's, I'm highly recommending them.
Well, I hope everybody's had a lovely half term.
Yeah, back to school.
Oh, my God. So
but I just need them to actually go to school because I'm working all this week.
Yes.
What do I do with my kids?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm exactly the same.
It's so difficult. What do they do?
I'm going to crank up my hair talks again this week for people who are interested.
How many are you doing?
I'm going to just try and do two. I was doing them every day, but...
It's a lot, isn't it?
It's just an enormous amount of work. I didn't think it would be, but it really, really is. So I'm going to go back to maybe doing two a week. I'll do one during the day and one in the evening, so I can capture people either end, and then people can message me throughout the week. Good. I'm going to go and enjoy the sun.
I am too.
Yeah.
It's been really nice doing this.
Yeah, of course. It always is, right?
Yeah, always.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, stay in touch and we'll speak to you next week. Take care.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.